Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. I so appreciate you joining me for another episode of the podcast. Whether you're cleaning or doing laundry or driving or maybe on your daily walk, or maybe you're a really A-plus student and you're taking notes, or maybe you're just relaxing with a coffee. I've got my coffee here ready. And whichever way you choose to consume the podcast, I'm happy with, just as long as you're here. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about mini makeovers. Now you might think, what do you mean by a mini makeover? So what I mean is that when you're decorating your home, you don't always need to be doing a full-on renovation or makeover of a room. You can just do a little change up, and sometimes you can make minimal changes but get maximum impact out of them. So I'm going to be going over that. There might be various different reasons why you would do this. Maybe you're in a rental property, so you haven't got the opportunity to do a full renovation, so you'll be limited there. Or maybe you just moved into a house and want to make some quick updates to make it feel like home before you go full on in on the main renovation. Or maybe you've just not got the full budget or time at the moment to do what you actually want with the room, but you do want it to make it more livable in the meantime. So this is what I did with my kitchen, and I'm going to go over with you now all the different things I did to create simple quick fixes that totally changes the aesthetic of the room when you put them all together. So the first thing is that you can just update one area at a time. You can leave months in between the areas, different areas of your room, until you've got the time and money to do this. And as I said, I did this with my kitchen. The reasons why I did this with my kitchen were, one, I was renovating my living room at the time, so I didn't have the time and dedication to do the whole kitchen at once. And the second reason is we are planning to create an extension in the kitchen and knock through to another part of the house to make it a bit bigger at some point in the future. But I wasn't happy with the decor as it was at the time, so I just wanted to bring it in line with the rest of the house until we got around to doing that. So all the things I'm going to go through with you now, what you can do and what I did in the kitchen, were done gradually, one area at a time, over a period of time. And another advantage to doing this is that it can lessen the disruption to the rest of the house whilst you're doing things, and also lessen the overwhelm too, if you've only got to focus on one area at a time. So the first thing, apart from updating one area at a time, was to refresh the wallpaper. I had above our dining table some slate wallpaper, and I'd fallen out of love with it, so I replaced it with some geometric pink wallpaper, which is similar to the wallpaper in the living room, but not exactly the same. So, you know, we've got a thread running through the house, keeping it cohesive, but not exactly the same. So I replaced it with that wallpaper just above the dining table as like a feature on a piece of wall that sticks out. I don't know what the name for it is. You know, like a chimney breast, but thinner. Andy would probably know the name. Love me. You know what I'm like. I am grab at things like this. Anyway, it's a little bit of wall that butts out from the rest of the wall. So I put the wallpaper on there. But what I also wanted to do was have the wallpaper in different parts of the room too, because I'm not really a massive lover on feature walls when it's just one part of the room and we're not including the rest of the room. So I did include the wallpaper also on the column that went out, that goes over the island, and also in another area which I will talk about in a moment. So the second thing that I did was some DIY decoration, and I did this using things that I already had in the kitchen. One of them was the table, which I've spoken about on another podcast. I think it was episode 14, where I talk about using sticky back vinyl to bling up your home, which is temporary. So you can use it if you're in a rental too. So I created a geometric pattern with black sticky back vinyl on our plain white table, which kind of matched with the pink geometric wallpaper. I also blinged up a metal red ampersand that I'd had hanging on the wall previously, and I painted it in leopard print, and I've got that just on the floor next to one of my prints. I created a tease up print because, if you don't know, us folks in the UK love our cup of teas, and I used the wallpaper, the pink wallpaper, as a mount around the print. So again, another way of incorporating the wallpaper in more than one area in the room. And another thing that I did was make some wire words, and they say, I'm just looking now, dare to be different. This was my first attempt at doing wire words, and when I look at them now, I think they're pretty rubbish, because I've done one since and they look better. But anyway, maybe one day when I have a bit of time, I'll replace them, but they're fine, they're okay. And I also did another hack with some gold sticky back vinyl, and I cut out some like a leopard print shape on the vinyl and stuck it onto my retro clock that it was red before, and I painted it black and stuck the gold leopard print on there. So changed a few colours, like getting rid of the red in the kitchen, changing up a few things, but I didn't buy anything, didn't spend loads of money, but it did actually have a big impact. So the third thing that I did was bling up some furniture. And the third thing I did is things that you can do too. And I also had a red cocktail cabinet, which was also retro, a G-Plan one. And I wanted to get rid of the red because I was de-redding the kitchen. So I painted it in a burnt orange colour, which is a gorgeous colour, not like bright in your face orange, but a really gorgeous burnt orange. And I carried on the geometric theme with the gold vinyl and did some triangle geometric pattern on the front of that too. You'll see all this if you go on my Instagram. Also, I will put a link to the kitchen makeover in the show notes, so you can go along and have a look at all the things that I'm talking about now. So another thing that you can do is breathe life into a plain wall, which I suppose I did a little bit with the wallpaper. But other ways that you can do this is by using colour blocks, which I have spoken about in previous episodes. What I actually did above our kitchen cabinets was I created a living wall. It's not really living, it's artificial, because I would never be able to keep that alive. But the white void above the kitchen cabinets, I just thought was really boring. So I've covered it in an artificial living wall going all across the top, and it just creates a bit of quirkiness, a bit of unexpectedness, and a bit of interest where there was nothing before and where there usually isn't anything when you think about it in your kitchen. So that added another dimension. Another thing you can do with a plain wall is create a gallery wall with art and prints, and I did do that in a little section of the kitchen too. So the next thing you can do to make a change is to switch up some furniture. I had some dining chairs that were bright, like primary colored dining chairs in green, purple and red. I just, when I think about them, I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, I thought they were great at the time, but I definitely fell out of love with them and wanted to get rid of them. So I replaced, they were like faux leather too, which isn't my thing anymore. So I replaced them with some velvet, which I love, some velvet lovely chairs from Next, and I decided to carry on the theme of having different colours. So I had some teal ones, some blush pink ones, and of course I had to throw in a couple of leopard print ones too, and they look amazing now. Another thing I changed furniture wise was the stools on the island. They were really cheap ones that I'd bought from Argos when we first bought the house, and they were plastic and grey. I mean, grey, no. They were also chrome, no. Every time somebody sat on them with a button on the back of their jeans or keys hanging out their pocket, you used to get a scratch across it, and I was constantly trying to touch them up with nail varnish. And then the gas in them went, so they weren't even going up and down like they were meant to, so they had to go. So I found these stools, which I absolutely loved, and they're gold, they're metal, they're gold metal with like a faux leather seat. I couldn't have velvet there because I needed something that was wipeable, and they've got like gold studs around the edge, so they look really sexy. I love them so much. But the bottom of the legs are quite wide, they do come out quite wide, and I'm constantly getting comments from my family and friends about how they always trip over them every time they come into my kitchen because they come out so wide. I think Andy and I have got used to them now. We know they're there, so we don't trip up very often. But yeah, always get moans when anyone comes round about them, but I'm not changing them. Anyway, when we redo the kitchen, there will be more room. So hopefully no trips anymore. The next thing you can do is create a vignette. What's a vignette, I hear you ask? Well, all it is basically is a group of accessories or decorative items that you put together in an area of the room, and they just create interest and look aesthetically pleasing. So I did this by my windowsill, where I used a print that I'd had previously in the living room. It's a large print of a woman's face, but it's like abstract and all different colours. I love it. And it's so big that I decided to put it on the wall and put it on the floor and lean it up against the wall, and I created a little vignette around it with some plants, and I've got some hanging shells that I got from a lovely little shop in a village near me. And what else? I put the ampersand there, the leopard print ampersand, and a couple of other things. Yes, so create a vignette somewhere in your room. Hope I'm not talking too fast. Sometimes I have to think, slow down, Cara. But if you ever do think that I'm talking too fast, I don't know if you know this, but there is an option on your podcast. I know on Apple Podcasts anyway, I'm not sure about other platforms, but there is an option on there where you can speed up or slow down the speed of somebody talking. So if I ever am going a bit too fast, you can do that. Anyway, that's a bit of useless information for you. It's not useless, it's useful. Right, where was I? Yeah, the next thing you can do is pay attention to neglected areas. I have or had an area opposite the galley part of my kitchen around the window, which nothing was ever done with. It was totally neglected, and I mainly used it to rebloom my orchids. So it was just a windowsill full of orchids that were in leaf. So what I did in that area is as I said earlier about the wallpaper, I created a kind of a feature wall, but instead of doing it going all across the wall, because it was a geometric pattern, I cut out the edge so it just goes part way into the wall and then ends part way out of the wall. So that's just a little bit of a quirky feature. I also did round the window reveal as well. So it's not like a straight edge, it's like creating a bit more interest and looks a bit different. So there's a tip for you if you ever do want to do a feature wall. And I also added there a ladder shelf with some accessories and ornaments on, a hanging basket, hanging planter. That's right, we're not outside now, it's a hanging planter. And some nice things on the windowsill. I moved the orchids to another place so they were no longer cluttering up the space. And I also added a nice gold tea towel holder. It's got hooks on that you can put the tea towel, and also a little shelf so you can display different things on there. And that's where I put my Dare to Be Different wire words too. So yeah, it really brightened up that area of the room. So look around for some neglected areas. The last thing you can do today is add some accessories. My favourite thing, adding the accessories at the end. You don't need to buy new things, although you might want to buy a few new things, but you can also shop the rest of your home, or maybe move and swap some things around that you've already got in your kitchen or in another room somewhere. So yeah, that just gives a nice finishing touch. I will just give you a quick recap because there was a lot of things there. So firstly, it was update one area at a time. You'll need to with the amount of things on this. So yeah, update one area at a time, refresh with wallpaper, do some DIY decoration, bling up a piece of furniture, breathe life into a plain wall, switch up some furniture, create vignettes, pay attention to neglected areas, and add some accessories. If you do go on over to my website and have a look at the makeover, you will see how these smallest changes did make a big, massive difference to the kitchen, to the overall look and the aesthetics of it. And as I said, I will put a link to that in the show notes for you, along with all the other resources that I've got for you. And I would love to see you over on the Facebook group. If you're already a member, I'd love for you to get involved over there and get the most out of it. And if you're not already a member of the Facebook group, there's a link in the show notes where you can join. Everybody is welcome. And if you do follow me on Instagram, I would really appreciate it. Sorry. I would really appreciate it. If you are on there and see any of my posts come up, I'd really appreciate a like and a comment, because guys, Instagram is hard. The algorithm is a beast. So if you're there, I'm not asking you to make any special trips to Instagram, but if you are there, then I would really appreciate a like and a comment if you see my post pop up on your feed. And if you're not already following me, there's a link to my Instagram in the show notes too. My handle is at Caradise Interiors. So it's been great having you again, and I will see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradise Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.